KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:09, we have cloudy skies, just a little bit of light rain in the air now, and 47 degrees your current temperature. Looking for a high near 52 today with showers and thunderstorms here in the Nishna Valley, and scattered showers lingering into the evening. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. In the latest local news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office arrested a Villisca teen after responding to a call for a male subject that had been stabbed. Officers were called to 422 West 4th Street in Villisca at approximately 2:46 a.m. this morning. After investigation, officers arrested 16-year-old Ashley Nicole Fitzwater of Villisca on a charge of aggravated domestic assault. Fitzwater is being held on no bond at the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. A Red Oak man was arrested on Friday by Red Oak police for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. 21-year-old Blake Mitchell Wilkinson was arrested at 9 p.m. Friday and is being held at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $1,000 cash bond. Protesters will have to keep a greater distance from grieving families at funerals under a bill signed Friday by Iowa Governor Terry Branstad. The Omaha World Herald reports the measure, House File 558, unanimously passed both houses of the Iowa legislature. The bill came out of a court ruling that stemmed from protests Westboro Baptist Church staged in western Iowa, including one at the funeral of a fallen soldier in Red Oak. Law enforcement officials there threatened to enforce Iowa's flag desecration laws against those protesting the July 14, 2012 service for Army Sergeant James Skalberg. The Westboro Church said in its lawsuit that protesters decided not to use the flag to express their feelings because they feared arrest. In December, U.S. District Judge Robert Pratt struck down those laws, describing them as unconstitutionally overboard in a 25-page decision. An earlier version of the bill prohibited using an American flag, a military flag, or a prisoner of war flag within 1,000 feet of a funeral in such a way that it would provoke another to commit assault, but that provision was amended out of the bill. The bill signed into law Friday amends previous law prohibiting those within 1,000 feet of a funeral from disrupting a service, noisily causing funeral goers distress, and making abusive epithets or threatening gestures likely to provoke a violent reaction. Previous law prohibited such behavior within 500 feet of a funeral. Nebraska has a law prohibiting the mutilation of a flag, though that statute was ruled unconstitutional by a federal judge in 2010, but the law remains on the books. The Drake Bulldogs will soon be represented by a real Bulldog. The school announced on Friday that it will begin searching for an English Bulldog to represent Drake at live sporting events, much like schools Georgia and Butler do. Police have arrested an Iowa teen accused of setting the same vacant house on fire three separate times last year. The Iowa Department of Public Safety says 19-year-old Cody Cates of Missouri Valley is charged with three counts of second-degree arson in connection with the October fires. The Omaha World Herald reports the house is a complete loss. A 14-year-old girl from Iowa has died and three others have been injured in a two-vehicle crash in southern Minnesota. The State Patrol says Daisy Rodriguez died in the crash at a rural intersection near the Brown County community of Sleepy Eye on Thursday at about 5 p.m. The 22-year-old woman driving the car and a 17-year-old passenger were also injured. The State Patrol says three are related and from New Hampton. The driver of the other vehicle was also injured. The change from winter to springtime temperatures and recent rains have combined to create some dangerous conditions on many of Iowa's rural gravel roads. Dusty Rolando, the engineer for Chickasaw and Floyd counties, says road crews all over the state are dealing with the annual problem known as frost boils. They're essentially defective spots in the roadway that develop from the swelling of frost.
Those spots tend to show up more in the springtime just because of the frost coming out. We're trying to hit those with some spot rock occasionally here and there. It's not a crazy bad year.
Rolando says at this time of the year, it's a good idea for motorists traveling on gravel roads to slow down.
If you're coming up on an area that has frost boil or something that's pushing up right in the middle of the road, typically you want to make sure that you bridge off to the side, drive that. Typically there will be a lane passable, but obviously there's that hazard in the road that you want to try to avoid it. I know a lot of people at times can't come up on it fast and maybe they can't slow down enough or move over. But I would just kind of be careful when you're driving. Just look for those areas.
Rolando also suggests drivers use alternate routes if possible to save wear and tear on both their vehicles and the gravel roads. A new initiative of the Iowa West Foundation is giving 45 Pottawatomie County students the chance to attend Iowa Western Community College for free. The Daily Nonpareil reports that Pottawatomie Promise aims to help future first-generation college students who qualify for a federal Pell Grant and those students who would not have considered college a possibility without assistance. The program will be piloted for 3 years in the Council Bluffs and Riverside Community School Districts. The foundation estimates that about 400 students in Pottawatomie County are falling into the gaps between existing education support systems. Each student will receive a scholarship that pays for tuition, room, and board at the college, and advisors will also keep students on track with attendance and coursework. And the Iowa Department of Transportation is providing public notice of proposed improvements to U.S. 169 in Afton from the South City limits to Fillmore Street in Union County. The proposed project provides for reconstruction to the existing highway, including new curb, gutter, shoulders, sub-drains, and guardrails. The proposed project will require the closure of U.S. 169 and traffic detour during construction using Iowa 2, Iowa 25, and U.S. 34. More information is available on Iowa DOT's website. For general information or to make a comment regarding the proposed improvement, you can contact Don Stevens, Assistant District Engineer at the Iowa DOT District 4 office here in Atlantic. And you can call 712-243-3355 or 1-800-289-4368. Comments must be received by May 7th to be considered. That's a look at some of the latest local news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements this morning. Ramona Woolsey Smith, age 87, of Chandler, Arizona, formerly of Atlantic, died April 16th at her home in Chandler, Arizona. Funeral services for Ramona Smith will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Jim Young, age 79, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Sun City West, Arizona. Funeral services for Jim Young will be held on Monday at 10 a.m. at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service Atlantic has the arrangements. Wilbur Bud Woodward, age 97, of Atlantic and formerly of Lewis, died Tuesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A celebration of life service for Wilbur Bud Woodward will be held on Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. in the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Larry McCool, age 92, of Tennant, died on Friday in Erling. Funeral services for Larry McCool will be held on Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Edith Perry, age 97, of rural Greenfield, died Thursday at the Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Edith Perry will be held on Tuesday at 1:30 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Mary A. Chester, age 65, of Atlantic, died on Thursday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Mary Chester will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care is in charge of arrangements. And Mary Ann Swisher, age 92, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Mary Ann Swisher are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements this 7 o'clock hour on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.